those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that census must be taken of all of Rome. Everyone had to go to his family's hometown to be listed in the record. Joseph and Mary left from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because Joseph was of the house and family of David. While they were in Bethlehem, the days were completed for her to give birth. But there was no room for them, so she gave birth to her firstborn son in a stable. And she wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger on a bed of hay. Herding the sheep in the fields near Bethlehem, when an angel of the Lord came down to them. The shepherds were frightened, but the angel said, "Do not be afraid. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. For today in the city of David there has been a born for you a Savior, who is Messiah, Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, and goodwill towards men." The shepherds began saying to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing that happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph, and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told to them by the shepherds. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. Now, after Jesus was born in the days of Herod the king, wise men from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who had been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Herod did not know about Jesus, so he gathered his priests and scribes, and they said to him in Bethlehem, for it was written by the prophet, "And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you shall come forth the ruler, who will shepherd my people Israel." Herod told the wise men to find the child so that he might worship him. And the wise men left and continued to follow the star until it stopped over the place where the child was. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Truly a miracle had happened. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. On this silent night, born in a stable, was the Son of God, the Messiah, the Christ the King, the reason we celebrate Christmas, our Lord Jesus. He was sent to save us all, bear our sins, and heal the world with his grace and love. He shall reign forever, Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords. On this ordinary night, we remember the extraordinary event that took place. A child is born. We celebrate a child of hope and love, a child that will save us all by his grace and mercy. Let us never forget this night, and let us never forget to proclaim to everyone that on this night, Christ the Savior is born.
Thank you. On this Christmas Eve, we recall the hope we have in Christ. Today we light again the candles of hope, peace, love, and joy. We speak of hope because God keeps his promises to us.
We work for peace because Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and he calls his children to work for peace in his name.
We show love because Jesus gave everything for us and led us to know the forgiveness of God.
We share joy because the Holy Spirit fills our hearts and minds with the presence of God.
And now we light our last candle to remember the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As the prophets promised so long ago, you have to come to us once again, and with the shepherds, we are filled with wonder and amazement.
Let us pray. Lord, you come as a tiny, fragile baby, yet we know that you are God and you are with us. May the flame of this candle remind us that you are the light of the world and that if we follow you, we will never walk in darkness, but we'll have the same of light. Amen.
Thank you. Please be seated. Let us pray. We will indeed praise you, O God, and cause your works to be made known. Your mercy and grace shall endure forever. As we obey your commandments and abide by your wisdom, we shall proclaim to the nations how you can be trusted. Upheld by the covenant you established, our feet firmly placed on an unshakable foundation, we enter your presence to give you all glory. Amen. All of Scripture points to this one event that the children so wondrously portrayed for us. From the Old Testament, we hear the prophets predicting, proclaiming, bringing good news to the poor. And the first one that we will read this evening is from Isaiah, the 9th chapter, verses 2-7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be bound as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and his name is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. Let us sing our next hymn, While Shepherds Watch Their Flock.
Thank you.
continue to delve into the scriptures, this time from the Psalms, we hear of singing a new song as we sing some of the old familiar carols. Sing them this night as if they are a new song, one that brings hope, peace, joy, and love. And hear the ancient song. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is revered above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is King. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. Our next hymn is number 23, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Angels, we have heard on high.
Please be seated. Will the ushers please come forward for the morning offering, or evening offering? Let us pray. Giver of every good and perfect gift, tribute and glad praises we bring to you along with our gifts. Let the words of our mouths proclaim the dawn of redemption Christ inaugurates. Use our talents to spread abroad the good news of his reconciling love and accept the gifts we offer to further his teachings so that all people may find in him the abundant life he so richly promised. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. plan that very well. Our final scripture lesson comes from Paul, who commends to us and challenges us to live into the grace of God found in that holy child, found in the promise of him coming again. So we hear once again the word of God. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that we might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Christmas is a time for surprises. What are presents that we give but beautifully wrapped little surprises given from the heart? The Christmas lights are like illumined surprises that spring to life as you ride along a street or down a road. Out of the darkness, there comes a tree or a house or even a blow-up Santa that springs to life, sometimes in places you never even noticed a house before. Sometimes there are joyous announcements and surprises announced at Christmas, like engagements or the birth announcement that brings joy to family gatherings. Sometimes there are painful surprises, like how sharp the feeling of loss when you remember that this is the first Christmas without your loved one. All of these surprises, though, pale in comparison to the surprise contained in the story of Christ's birth. Mary is surprised to find out she is pregnant in a most holy way. The shepherds are surprised by the heavenly messengers that bring them good news of great joy. The people who heard Isaiah's prophecy couldn't believe their ears when he spoke of the one who was to come, who would be Emmanuel, God with us. The people who heard John the Baptist cry for repentance, the people who heard the news of the empty tomb on Easter morning, the people who would experience the miracles and hear the teachings of the one born on Christmas Day, all were surprised. The Christian faith is surprising. It is miraculous. It is hope-filled. And all too often, we make it seem as blah and routine as a duty to be filled, rather than something that transforms our lives in awe-inspiring joy. One of the best things about Christmas is that it reminds us how surprising faith and hope in God really is. When we light the Advent candles in a dark church, think how the small flicker of light in such a big room stands out. How the light of God stands out in an even darker world. But then we light another candle and another candle. We light up a Christmas tree at home, and the overwhelming nature of the darkness that surrounds us is gradually overcome. That is part of what is so surprising about Christmas. Take an unlit stable in a small town, in a small country, with some out-of-town travelers. Add in a light from just one star among billions and billions that are contained in the universe, and throw in some outcast shepherds, some strange wise men, suddenly you have a surprise party. God has lit a fire within each one of us. You know, sometimes a candle is easy to light, and other times it seems as if it will never light. So it is with us. Sometimes God has to work a long time to light us with his love. And other times, it soaks right in. No matter how long it takes, his disciples have passed the light of the world from one to another for thousands of years until it comes to this night to rest with us. It is truly a miracle to be able to join together to worship the light of the world, the babe in the manger, the one of whom the prophets foretold and the angels did sing. That is not the case in many parts of the world. That is not the case in many people who have ignored it altogether, or in the hearts that have heard and rejected and resisted the love of God for whatever reason. Think of how some people, even in this country, where we have the freedom to worship, don't take advantage of that opportunity. Christmas is more than family get-togethers and tasty cookies and surrounding sumptuous feasts. Christmas is more than sentimental Christmas shows and gleaming decorations. Christmas is more than dashing through the snow to the malls and the big box stores to buy presents for those you care for or appreciate. And yet to some, Christmas is just a series of traditions that must be followed to the extent that we are rarely surprised by anything that happens during Advent or Christmas. Don't let the traditions take away the surprising joy that can come by rediscovering Christ in your hearts. Take away the surprise of God wanting to be with us so much that he sent his only Son into the world, and it becomes easier for the darkness to overcome us. Let's face it, this has been a tough year for many. Jobs have been lost, health has failed, age has caught up to some of us, and some of us lost homes to floods or windstorms. The darkness has threatened to snuff out the love of God. But Christ's disciples joined together once again to see the light, to see these flowers, to see those gathered to sing and pray and preach and testify. All these things remind us of the fact that no matter how dark our world, there is always the light. There is always the babe in the manger who grows to be a carpenter, who was called to be a teacher and a preacher and a miracle worker, and who saved the world. No matter how dark the world may get, no matter how much we may be weighed down with layers of traditions, no matter how hard we try to wrap Christmas in a box, we cannot hide the surprise of God's love. We know of his love. We know it fills this room. We know in our hearts how traditions come alive only when grounded in faith in the Lord. We know his love and how it keeps the world turning and our hearts burning. Live in that love. Be surprised every time you see it at work in our own sinful lives and in the lives of others. And carry that love to the world, where it will burn more brightly than any candle. And that love will carry you for years and years to come. Amen. let us pray. On this night when all the earth is bathed in the dazzling light of your presence, Lord, we give you thanks for your Son, Jesus Christ, for your Holy Spirit who continues to guide us. When we are confused, you grant us clarity. In the midst of ambiguity, we can discern the direction you would have taken us. When perplexed, you empower us to rise above those forces that would subdue us. Your gifts are immeasurable and will endure when all else fails. You are the cause of joy that abounds, the source of our righteousness, and the author of hope that dispels shadows of lingering doubt. With the multitude of the heavenly host, we praise you, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." And now go into the world in peace. Have courage. Hold on to what is good. Return no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak and help the suffering. Honor all people. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And the grace of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Amen. Our final hymn is number 40, Joy to the World. We can turn the lights up. Let us sing together.